Good morning. 7:10. Oh, God. Well, I always have to stretch right there. Every time, right before the dump, I got to stretch. Right before the morning dump, I need to stretch. And then afterwards, too. Today, we had some clouds and a high of 45 tonight. Clear and colder, low of 28. Right now, it's 35.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Oh, America, we have gone too far. We have taken our condiments too far. The people at Hidden Valley Salad Dressing know that one little bottle of ranch isn't enough to meet your daily ranch needs, but this just might. They've started selling kegs of ranch dressing. Now, they are technically mini kegs, but still, kegs of ranch dressing. The kegs are about 10 inches tall, and they keep the dressing insulated and fresh. And the company says each one contains a year's supply of ranch, and they only cost about $50. You can get them at flavorgallery.com. No, okay? I like ranch just as much as the next guy, all right? It makes vegetables bearable, but we do not, as a nation, need to be buying kegs of ranch dressing. I can actually hear us getting fatter. I know there's going to be some white trash people doing keg stands of ranch dressing at their next family get-together. Oh, come on, man. Can we try and have a little self-respect? Just a tad, not buy kegs of ranch dressing. This is how it starts, folks. Sony is trying to get people to play PlayStation games to get involved with their rewards program by now allowing them to trade their trophies for money on their PlayStation store. That's right. PlayStation trophies can now earn you money. Of course, it won't be much money. For every 1,000 points, you'll get 10 bucks. Not much, but at least it's something. You know, if you're a heavy gamer and you got those trophies stacked up, you know, hell, go get some free money and help out with some games. You know, games are $70 a piece now. At least that can go towards that. Shave 20 bucks off a game. That's it. Really could. I never signed in. I just play and then move on. Like, I don't actually sign into the PlayStation Network when I'm doing stuff. Might have to start doing that now. And lastly, more news from Kevin Spacey. The disgraced actor has checked into a rehab facility for sex addiction. The actor is neighbors with Harvey Weinstein, who last month checked into the Meadows Clinic in Arizona. It's the same facility that also treated Tiger Woods. The Meadows doesn't come cheap either. Sex addiction rehab is a minimum of 7 weeks and costs over $50,000. His rep announced last week that he had taken time to, quote, seek evaluation and treatment. More and more victims have come forward to tell about Spacey's sickening behavior of unwanted sexual advances with teenage boys. It's just a thing to kind of get the press off your back. Oh yes, I'm going to seek sex addiction rehab. Tell you what, I'm a sex addict too. You know, every guy is. Let's be honest here. This is just a marketing ploy. This is a PR stunt, and we all know it. We all know it. You screwed up. You screwed up, and going to sex addiction rehab isn't going to make us forget about you, you know, fondling everybody in your vicinity. Come on, guys. Pull it together. That's how your morning dump feel better, don't it?